Hey everyone, I'm Adam Hergenrother. Today I'm going to jump into one of the most critical tools that you're going to have and utilize in your life, and it is called a future self. Yes, it is very similar to what the title suggests, a future self. This is an opportunity for you to create your future based on six different categories that I think you will agree are probably the most important in your life in terms of living a wealthy life. And I don't mean rich life in terms of money. I mean wealthy, where you have intrinsic value. You bring joy every day. You have struggles that you get to go through and grind through. And you have ability to give and share and socialize. And physically, you get to be in better shape. That's a wealthy life, right? So a future self, by the way, I've been using this tool for over 6 years now, and I read this thing almost daily. And I say almost, sure, there's some times that I'm traveling, yes, that I don't necessarily get to it, but 99.9% of the time, I read this thing every day. And look, when you go through a future self, the first day you read it, it's not like tomorrow, all of a sudden, like a boat's going to show up in your yard, right? It's not like that positive thinking. What it's doing is designing your subconscious to go out there and look for the things that you're designing it to go look for instead of what somebody else tells you to do or what the media tells you to do or some article or some management consultant who has never even managed a freaking fruit stand telling you what to do. It's designed so that you can start making the best decisions to live your life, folks. Life is going to come by faster than we all want it to. And last time I checked, we're all over 100 in this world, which means we're all going to embrace and make peace with death, right? So live your life the way you want to and the way you need to and the way you want to succeed. But the only way you're going to do that is if you actually have an action plan of what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be living these things, right? So what is the future self? It's really about who you want to become. It's where you want to be. And you want to do this in 3 year increments. So you write out the top like December 31st, 2021. Now you can do this in year increments. I like 3 year increments just because it gives us the future of really gives us some time to build these things up. Now you can, and by the way, when you write things out in each of the sections, which I'll go over in a second, when you write things out in there, you have to write them out as if they've already occurred. So you write out like, I own a cabin in a lake frontage house, or my both our mothers are in a position where they no longer need to work. Things like that that they've already written out that have already occurred. So it's really about what you want your life to look like. It's what you want your life to look like by then, right? So I want you to take a moment to create your future self. Think big. The possibilities are endless. Remember, this is your life. You're in control of your destiny. Make sure you continue to look at this thing every single day. So here are the six categories. The first one is social, your physical, your spiritual, your professional, your financial, and your family. You probably have it in front of you. Again, take time in each one of these. What do you want your social life to look like, right? Are you meeting with one of your friends once a month, right? And maybe you're taking them to coffee, or maybe you're doing a leadership mastermind with your friends. Again, that's just me, but me preaching, just listen to that. What do you want your social life to look like? What do you want your physical life to look like? Are you running a marathon? Are you a swimmer? Are you a walker? Are you a snowboarder? Are you a skier? Are you cross country? Do you like snowshoeing, bowling? I don't know. Whatever your physical life is, just make sure you're planting some very big goals in here and some things that your mind and body can get engaged with to go find and go work towards. What do you want your spiritual life to look like? Are you connected and close to God or nature or your family? What are the things that you're closest to? What does your spiritual life look like, right? Just are you blessed for waking up every day? Again, just find what makes sense for you and what feels really good and write those things down. What does your professional life look like, right? Your professional life is more of your job. So what is it that you're doing on a daily basis? Your financial life is how the money you save. What are you doing with your money? Are you giving it away? What does it look like? Are you saving for college? Is your kids' college funds paid for? Are your moms in a position that they're not working anymore because you're helping pay for them? And then again, what does your family look like, right? What is number of vacations you guys are taking? What does that look like? Or maybe you want to start a family, right? Maybe you want to, have, a family dinner every Friday night, or we have like what's called No Rule Friday. So our kids can watch their iPads and we have whatever food we want to do for dinner. So again, what do you want it to create? This is your chance, the fresh canvas you get to decide. But the real goal here is that you have to look at this daily. You can't just look at this once and expect things to happen. It would be like running 1 mile and then going out there and expect to have a killer time running a marathon. You'd be barely able to get through that, right? You've got to look at this every single day. It's mastering the grind, making peace with the boredom of this, and looking at this every single day so that your subconscious, which can process a lot more, is actually going out there and finding the answers to these questions. Remember, the quality of our life is determined by the quality of questions we ask ourselves. Planting bigger questions in these six categories will allow these things to show up in our lives. Now, to take this one step further, if you think about it, so your conscious mind, which is the things that you see, right, can really process about 150 bits of information every second, which is why if you ever stop and look at a tree, most of us just see the tree, but we don't see all the bark, all the leaves, all the apples, all the little things, even the birds in there, all that stuff, because we just see the tree and we're seeing everything else. It's going by really fast. But our subconscious mind can process about 2 million bits of information every second. It's just, we just don't see it. We don't hear it. It's, again, it's subconscious versus conscious. So you have to plant these deep embedded questions about where you're going using tools. And we just use the tool Future Self. If you want to use a different tool, go do it. But the point of this is I want you using a tool designed to ask bigger and better questions on these six categories that are going to give you a wealthy life so that you can actually live the life that you're dreaming of or you want to go after and be able to execute on. And the key thing here is the execution part. So looking at this every day, you're going to be much more apt to execute than just to keep it as a dream. So let's go out there. Let's fill in. Just start dating your comments in here. You can change them for each category as you go along, but just start getting some things down that feel really good and make sure you read them every single day. Thanks for allowing me to spend some time with you guys today. Have a great day.